Hello, and welcome back to the Cup of Jane podcast, or welcome, if this is the first episode that you're listening to, welcome. I have, like, no fun introduction stuff today. We're just going to jump right into the topic. So we're talking about self-doubt today because, wow, am I the only one who feels like I'm freaking doubting myself all the time? This is just something that I've really been trying to backtrack on and think of, like, where this started. Why am I doubting myself for, like, everything that I do? So we're gonna talk about that today. So this really started because I've been thinking a lot about life and just mannerisms that we have as humans, you know, things that are ingrained upon us from a young age that we stick to for a long time. So I thought of how we are always seeking validation, you know. Not only, I feel like we always talk about validation from, like, Instagram likes or blah, 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 but I think it really starts a lot younger than that, when, like, even in middle school when we were going out to the movies, you know, we would all text our friends and say, hey, what are you wearing? Or we would go over to someone's house to get ready for something, and you would bring a couple of different outfits to see which ones your friends like, because you felt like you couldn't make that decision on your own. You send pictures of the shirt you want to buy before you buy it so that your friends can tell you whether they like it or not. And I think a big one that we all do is asking, is this a good caption, before we post a photo? I think people even gossip for validation that they're doing the right thing, you know, while someone else might be doing the quote unquote wrong thing. They feel like if they talk about and get someone else's, it's not even like perspective, like not somebody else's perspective, but you want to feel like you're validated in that you feel like they're doing something wrong or dumb or that's going to ruin their life or whatever it is. And that's just like, that's not true. And I've really tried to stop doing all forms of this because it's hard. It's really hard to stop doing all forms of this because it is just so ingrained in us from such a young age. But what I found is that constantly seeking validation in all of those ways just leads to more self-doubt. We're always thinking, will they like me? Will they like my work? Will they like my shirt? Will they like this? Will somebody else like this thing? And it's exhausting to think about what everyone else is always thinking. And you start to lose sight of your creativity, of your superpower, of the thing that you bring to the table that nobody else can. Because sometimes that thing is not something that everybody else thinks or likes or whatever, you know? That's what makes you special and you different. But sometimes I think being different is scary and hard because, you know, not everyone's going to agree with it. So self-doubt can be detrimental. It can dictate your entire life, and I know it has dictated mine. And I'm, again, no expert, never claimed to be an expert on here, but I'm trying to move past this, but it does, it creeps up a lot. Self-doubt is like the little monster that just creeps up when you think it's gone. It always comes back. I find this especially with YouTube and with trying to make friends. I want to say in New York, but I think it's actually everywhere. Like, just trying to make new friends in general just causes me a lot of anxiety, and I don't really ever know where to start. And I feel like I could give someone else advice on this all day, but it's hard. Making friends is hard, and making friends in quarantine is just impossible. You know, like, I've thought about getting on, like, Bumble BFF, but even then, it's like, I don't really know if I want to go have coffee with someone right now. I don't know if I want to go meet a stranger in the current, you know, the current state, the pandemic that we're in. So it can be hard, but those are the two things that I know I really struggle with, self-doubt. And I can't quite pinpoint the triggers for self-doubt. So if you can't either, if you don't really know what sets you off, then you're not alone. Here's just some things that I've done to gain some more self-confidence and stuff that I'm very consistently and constantly working on. I would say consistently being like long term, like I have to do this daily, but then constantly being like, I have to actively work on this stuff like multiple times a day. Whenever we'll talk about like different scenarios and stuff, but whenever these things like come up, I have to make the decision that this is how I'm going to react because I'm working on my self-doubt and gaining self-confidence. So the big one is just allow your confidence to show. So you've probably heard, I think we've all heard the term fake it to make it. And recently I've been thinking a lot about that term because at first I was like, yeah, okay. Like I have recently been feeling more self-doubt than I ever have before. And I just need to get more confident. You know, I need to get my confidence back. So I'm just going to fake it till I make it. But that actually doesn't really make sense because you can't actually fake anything. So you cannot fake confidence if you don't already have it. And we all do. We are all confident people. It's just you need to let that confidence show. You need to be open enough to let it come out. So it is there. And that was really like comforting to me, was just to realize that my confidence has been there the whole time. I have it inside of me. I am confident. Sometimes, you know, you just need to allow yourself to be confident. So if you're having trouble making decisions, like I was not always like this, but I feel like I've kind of fallen into this pattern of letting other people make decisions for me, you know, always asking, even on Instagram, you know, like always asking, like, what workouts do you guys want to see? Because I feel like if I post something and people aren't going to like it, you know, but that's not necessarily true. And that's why people come to you. That's why people ask for your advice on things or whatever it is, you know, because you have the ability to make those decisions. So, for example, like I was saying, so if you have trouble making decisions, I would say that the way to combat that is to just start making decisions quickly. And not, okay, don't get crazy with this, okay? Don't like decide you want to move to Europe and then tomorrow move to Europe, you know? I mean, if you want to, power to you. But, you know, start small, start with little things, okay? So start making decisions quickly, you know? Do you want the red shirt or the black shirt? I want the black shirt. Just start going with your gut, making decisions, just do. And if you have a hard time standing up for yourself, make a point to stand up for yourself. And this doesn't, again, have to be big stuff. You know, it's just like when you go and you order a hot coffee and they give you an iced coffee, send it back and tell them, you know, hey, thank you so much. I actually ordered this iced. It doesn't have to be complicated, but oh my God, did you hear that? I'm definitely one of those people who always, especially recently, are just like, let those things slide. You know, something came out cold, but that's okay. I'll eat it. Something came out wrong. I asked for this in my order. Whatever. You gotta stand up for yourself because no one else is gonna do it for you. And those little things add up and they start sliding into your life in a lot of different ways, which leads me to my next point about setting boundaries. I think that if you don't stand up for yourself, you don't set boundaries, these things bleed together and can be very toxic for our mental health. So setting boundaries is just a big one and it is not easy. It can be really difficult, I think, especially when you're setting boundaries with your friends and family, with your partner, with yourself. You know, I mean, it's easier. I take that back. I was going to say it's easier to set boundaries with strangers. But honestly, even then, sometimes it can be uncomfortable. You don't want to upset anyone. I know like something I'm always worried about is like, I don't want anyone to think I'm being mean. I don't want anyone to think I'm being a bitch, you know. But you got to set boundaries. Easier said than done. I know it is easier said than done. But I think just something that I've been doing that has been very, I don't say it's successful yet, but it has worked very well just to recognize where in my life I need to set boundaries. And what that is that I've just started taking note of how I feel after an event. So how do you feel after leaving your friend's apartment? When you're on your drive back, your walk back, whatever it is, how did you feel the moment after you left? Not during, because I know sometimes we feel like we're having fun, you know, you hang out with your friend, you drink a glass of wine, and it's really fun when you're in the moment. And then as soon as you leave, how do you feel? Did that interaction energize you? Did it make you feel positive? Did it make you feel happy? Did it make you feel good about yourself? And if it did, try to bring more of that into your life. And on the flip side of that, you know, if you're with your partner and they make you feel less than, you know, they make fun of you for this or that, they don't like what you're wearing, they're always judging you for how you answer questions, how you do this, how you do that, you got to get out. Or at the very least, start expressing these boundaries, which again is not easy. Write it out. If you're going to talk to somebody about setting boundaries, I suggest writing it out beforehand and kind of not necessarily like memorizing it like a script, but just memorizing your talking points. Because I think sometimes if we just go in blind, we can, especially if you're not used to standing up for yourself like me, then sometimes we can let somebody else take advantage of the situation or take the quote unquote upper hand, you know, like whatever it is. So if you're going to actively set boundaries and like talk to someone about boundaries that you have to set with them, write it out for yourself so that you know what you're going to say. So I think boundaries especially get really hard with people who have been in our lives for a long time. Whether that's family or friends, or if you've worked somewhere for a long time, like whatever it is, because we don't want to hurt anyone's feelings, you know? That's something that I feel like we're always so nervous about, or at least me. I'm always nervous about like hurting someone's feelings and, you know, I don't want to make anybody upset. I want to keep everybody happy. But you gotta do it. You know, it's just one of those things. It's got to be done. I've been scared a lot to set boundaries because I'm scared that that person is then going to walk out of my life. And I think the thing that I'm really starting to come to terms with is that if somebody does not respect your boundaries, they do not respect you. And they don't need to be in your life anyway. If someone is going to come in here and you say, I need to avoid this talking subject, I don't want to talk about this, and somebody is just going to give you shit or ignore it or whatever, then let them go. And I know that that's harsh and that's hard and all those things, but they are energy suckers and we don't have space for them, okay? And that is the hardest part about boundaries, is just letting, like, just being open to letting people go. And it's okay to walk away from people. It is okay. And you don't always even need to give them an explanation. You know, depending on the circumstance, depending on who this person is to you, you may not want to give them an explanation. And that's okay too. But you got to be open to letting go of that person. And it could potentially be, you know, on the flip side of that, that you express these boundaries, you talk about it, and that person says, okay. Or may not understand it right now, but will come around and will understand it later, you know? But if someone doesn't respect your boundaries, they don't respect you and you don't need them anyway. Why this is so important and why it comes back to self-confidence is because the more of what you surround yourself with, the more that what you put out comes back to you. That's the law of attraction. I am a big believer in the law of attraction. What you put out is going to come back to you. So if you're always surrounded by people who bring you down, who make you feel shitty, who make fun of what you're wearing, how you talk, how you do this, how you do that, you're just going to, that's going to like reverberate back to you. That made me think of the Grinch when he's talking to himself. So sorry. Anyway, but that is, it's going to reverberate off the walls and come back to you. And that's all you're going to be able to think about is, you know, this person thinks this of me, so I think this of me. You need to protect your energy so that you can give yourself the freedom to just be you. There is no need to seek validation or doubt yourself. You have to let go of all the things that make you feel that way. And when you let go of all those things, when you open yourself up, you won't feel stuck anymore. I know when I was really, really doubting myself, I felt stuck. That was the big thing that kept coming around to me, was that I felt like I had no way out. There was nothing left for me to do or else to do. I couldn't figure it out. I felt stuck. But when you let go of the things that are bringing your energy down, there is nothing holding you back. So you really can just be, you know, and do whatever you want to do. Just be yourself. And it is just, again, I'm still working on this, so like I only get glimpses here and there. But when I really do have a full day of only letting things in that support my energy, that make me feel good, you just feel so much lighter. So like I mentioned, just something that I've been doing is taking note of how I feel after events or encounters or whatever you want to call them. So like meeting with people, activities I do, work, anything. Just everything that you do, meals you eat, workouts you do, everything. So for the next couple weeks, I encourage you, or the next week, you know, pick your poison. So I encourage you to just try that and see what happens. You know, just take note of how you feel at, like, immediately after doing something, and see how much time you're spending doing things that make you feel awful, and how much time are you spending doing things that make you feel good. Are you spending enough time doing things that make you feel good? And from there, you just gotta keep it simple, cut and dry. Bring more of what makes you feel good and start to think of what you need to eliminate in your life. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of Cup of Jane. Make sure that you're subscribed. I release episodes every Monday. So I hope you guys enjoyed this. I will talk to you next week, and have an awesome week, guys.